Billy Richmond the third scored 21 points. Darius Acuff Jr. added 20 to pace number 20 Arkansas to a 94-86 win over Missouri. Malik Ewan finished with 16 points, 8 rebounds. Malik Thomas added 14 points, 8 rebounds. And Trevon Brazil had 12 points, 6 assists. Missouri was led by Mark Mitchell with 26 points. Arkansas will host Texas A&M on Wednesday. Missouri will host Tennessee tomorrow. Julian Mackey led Florida International with 22 points, and Corey Stevenson made the go-ahead three-pointer with 4 seconds left as the Panthers knocked off Missouri State 70-67 on Saturday. Kobe Williams finished with 25 points and 3 steals for the Bears. Missouri State also got 12 points from Trey Williams Jr. 7 Red Wolves scored in double figures, and Arkansas State set a new program record for road wins in a season with a 102-94 decision over Louisiana Monroe on Saturday afternoon inside the Font Ewing Coliseum. Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball team lost to State Fair Community College Saturday, 64-56. Grizzlies were led by Shundarius Glass, who finished with 18 points. Grizzlies fall to 9-18 on the season, 0-10 in conference play. They'll play at Mineral Area on Wednesday. Tyler Reddick answered his Daytona 500 victory a week ago with a dramatic double overtime comeback win Sunday evening in the Auto Trader 400 at Echo Park Speedway, marking the first time in nearly 2 decades a driver has won the first 2 races of the NASCAR Cup Series season. Reddick's work makes him only the 6th driver in NASCAR history to win the opening 2 races of the year. NASCAR Hall of Famer Matt Kenseth was the last in 2009. Sleeping on a 6-stroke lead going into the final round of the Genesis Invitational, Jacob Bridgman couldn't resist thinking about what it would be like to win his first PGA Tour event. Nor could he ignore the fact that he would be congratulated by the tournament host, none other than Tiger Woods. The 26-year-old former Clemson star has a long way to go to match Woods in the victory department. He's 1-up, though, on him at Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades, California. Of course, Woods played the most on tour without winning after shooting the final round 1 over on Sunday. He held off Rory McIlroy and Kurt Kitayama to win the Genesis Invitational. Colin Fisher fired a complete game one-hit shutout with a career-high 11 strikeouts to lead number 8 Arkansas to a 11-0 series sweeping win in 8 innings against Xavier Sunday at Baum Walker Stadium. Razorbacks, winners of 5 straight games, have won 33 consecutive non-conference weekend regular season series at home. Arkansas has not lost or tied a non-conference weekend series at home since 2014 against South Alabama. Missouri baseball earned its 3rd straight 7-inning run rule victory in a series finale over New Haven, 16-2 at Terry Park on Sunday. The Tigers outscored the Chargers 45-9 for the dominant series victory, their 2nd straight series win to open the season. Arkansas State held Eastern Illinois scoreless over the final 8 innings Sunday afternoon, with Dylan Farley and Cole Turner commanding the mound to take the weekend at Slayton Family Field at Tomlinson Stadium. And Missouri State West Plains Grizzly baseball team won 2 out of 3 games over the weekend against Northern Iowa Area Community College, beating them 10-4 on Sunday, losing 19-7 Saturday, and beating them 9-6 on Friday. Grizzlies now 4-4 on the season. High school basketball district play begins in Missouri today in the Class 3 District 9. Girls at Houston. Liberty plays Houston. Kabul plays Licking. Ava plays Conway. Also in girls' action, Class 2 District 10 at Mansfield. Bakersfield will play Fordland. Gainesville plays Mansfield, and Dora plays Hartville. Girls, Class 2 District 3 at Van Buren. Van Buren plays Valley. East Carter plays Ellington. And Class 1 District 2 girls at Galena. Koshkonong plays Niangua. Other games today, the West Plains Lady Zizzers are at home. They'll take on Hillcrest. You can hear that game on the train, 100.9. Ramblin' Rick will have the call. And let's see, Mountain Grove girls are at Hollister today. Donovan girls are at Kennett. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.